local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yeah, welcome back. Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola Right Now, where we run down all of your news of the day, both state, local, national, pop culture, and sports, all of it right here. And let's get started with your top three stories. The White House is celebrating a major prisoner swap with Russia. Among those freed are three Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershovich and former Marine Paul Whelan. In return, Russia will receive eight of its nationals, including three that were held in U.S. prisons. A New York Court of Appeals has rejected former President Trump's appeal to lift a gag order that restricts his public statements, where he's not supposed to speak publicly about court staff, prosecutors, and their families. Now, the initial gag order had parts of it lifted, but some of it remained in place. Now, his sentencing was set for July, but was delayed until September as a judge tries to figure out what to do, because they're looking to dismiss the case, like get rid of the whole conviction after the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. And finally, the U.S. Justice Department says that Texas routinely violated civil rights of juveniles at five of its detention facilities. They've been doing this investigation since October 2021, and they found that they used excessive force, such as using pepper spray, and they failed to protect juveniles from sex abuse and also discriminated against children with disabilities. So they announced this, U.S. Justice Department just announced this in a video conference today. Those are your top three stories. Getting started with your local headlines. The teen brother of an airman killed by deputy in Florida has now been shot and killed in Metro Atlanta. The teen who was shot to death in the breezeway of DeKalb County apartment complex has now been identified as 16-year-old Andre Fortson. He's a younger brother of Roger Fortson, who was the U.S. airman who was shot to death by deputy at Fort Walton Beach back in May. So 20-year-old Quintavious Zellner has been arrested for the shooting of the 16-year-old and is being held in DeKalb County Jail.
And both weather models now show the tropical wave in the Atlantic moving into the Gulf next week. It's expected to develop into a tropical depression as soon as this weekend. Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins says that the county is ready regardless of what happens, but that it will likely be a big rainmaker. He says the GFS model shows the system developing into a much stronger storm than the European model does, but it's still too early to make any concrete predictions. And, of course, this is something we're going to be covering on. Bobby, I know you cover the tropics when we get back from break in about 10 minutes every hour. So I'm sure this is going to be something that we'll be covering in a bit more detail momentarily.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely get into that a little bit further. The Perdido Estates neighborhood has voted to pay the county to fix stormwater issues that were never addressed by its neighborhood's developer. County Commissioner Mike Kohler says the developer, Rick Fassane, was cited for issues multiple times but never did anything about them. So now the county or the neighborhood has gone ahead and approved a municipal services benefit unit tax, and they will go ahead and pay for the stormwater issues to the tune of $500,000.
And Frontier Airlines is making some big cuts to its network of low-cost flights, and a few of the flights that are going away will affect Pensacola travelers. The airline is cutting two Pensacola routes in a few weeks. Flights between Pensacola and Cleveland will end on August 11th, and flights between Pensacola and Philadelphia will end August 12th. Our airport isn't the only one affected, though. Frontier is cutting 43 different routes across its network in total, and the most affected cities are Orlando and, unsurprisingly, Cleveland and Philadelphia.
Yeah, and I was looking at that list before, and it was definitely a there's definitely a lot of them that were in Philadelphia and Cleveland. I don't know if it's just fewer people flying to those areas, or if there's just too much competition already set up in those areas, or what. So kind of interesting overall with that. Then a dispute turned into a shooting in Escambia County last night. It happened at Walnut Avenue near Ensley. The sheriff's office said the woman was shot in the leg and taken to the hospital for injuries. No word on suspects at this time.
My goodness.
Now we'll break into, yeah, that's a crazy one. Real quick, I'll do the tropics, then we'll get into the, let me give you the full tropics rundown here. So that storm we've been tracking now has a 30% chance of formation over the next 48 hours. Even this morning, that was a 20% chance, so it's definitely increasing. Now it's up to a 70% chance of formation into a storm. If it forms into a storm, it'll be called Tropical Storm Debbie. And then where it's at right now is it's right over the island of Haiti and Dominican Republic, headed to Cuba. It will basically cross the entire country of Cuba and enter into the Gulf. And then it's expected to head north. That's what's happening right now. What we've seen happen in the last 3 days is the storm has steadily tracked further and further west. So right now it's expected to head north and head towards Tallahassee. But as it heads further and further west, it may come to us. It may go to New Orleans, may go to Texas, or may even turn back into Florida. You know how these things are. We're just going to keep watch of it. And, of course, if it does affect our area, we will be having full wall-to-wall coverage for you right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Looking at the roads here, well, first of all, where are my manners? This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Now, looking at the roads here, we do have several spots of note. If you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, you're going to be backed up onto I-110 North still. That has not lessened at all. Same can be said for Palafox Street itself if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Also have some backups on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox and Burgess traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess, just about as backed up as Palafox Street is heading in that same direction, so be on the lookout for that. Then it's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and 9 Mile Road now has some pretty severe backups. If you are traveling east or west, this is going to be if you are traveling westbound passing University Parkway and eastbound approaching University Parkway, so be on the lookout for that as well. And that's just in Pensacola. We do have some backups as well on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching the Highway 87 area, and on Highway 90, that's Caroline Street over in Milton. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown, continuing westbound, passing Glover Lane and approaching Avalon Boulevard, or if you're traveling eastbound, coming from Avalon and approaching Glover. So there is just a lot of congestion on the roads at this time. As for the weather, it is 91 degrees in Pensacola. We are in the middle of a heat advisory. As we get into this evening, the low is going to be 80 degrees, and we are going to have decreasing chances of thunderstorms that will sit at around 30% chances tomorrow. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
I just saw this. You were just talking about Frontier Airlines changing up 43 of their flights or dropping 43 flights.
Yeah.
I just saw this story that Delta and United are both now going to be reducing or dropping flights to Israel as tensions begin to mount over there. So I just thought that was kind of interesting to see that as well. All right, continuing on here, some other state stories. The accused killer of a Jacksonville woman will use the stand your ground defense over her trial from last year's killing. Shannon McCarthy was arrested last year after the remains of her housemate were found on her porch. She had been missing for at least a week before the remains were discovered. Now her lawyers are arguing she shot her housemate in self-defense after the other person pulled a gun on her. She's currently being charged with second-degree murder.
And all public high schools in Broward County will have metal detectors this school year. Test runs of the metal detectors have been ongoing all summer during summer school programs. Beginning on August 12th, all high school students and visitors entering any public high school in the county will have to go through metal detectors. Yeah, this is something that I remember us touching on earlier this year. And I could definitely see it becoming more of a common thing, especially in states where there are, you know, they are stricter on gun control, or maybe in areas where they're not as strict and it's all the more likely for a gun to be in the vicinity. I don't know, but that's definitely something that I could see other counties following suit on. 519 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll continue with a few more state headlines and get some national news in as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you desire appreciation? Do you find yourself full of anxiety and frustration when you've served people humbly, yet it seems they've completely taken you for granted? Certainly, if you've served in such a way, people should be thankful and they should express their appreciation. However, it's unhealthy and unwise for any of us to crave appreciation from others. The fact is, people are generally consumers. They will often consume your service and move on to the next thing in their lives. The key is to serve others as unto the Lord. Lord. Do your service thoroughly and humbly, as if you're serving God Himself. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Man's approval and appreciation is way overrated. And frankly, God's approval is way undersought.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us tomorrow as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Krista Brandt, Northwest Florida Director of Valerie's House. Valerie's House is dedicated to helping children ages 4 to 18 and their families work through the loss of a loved one together. Valerie's House acts as a safe haven to share, heal, and find hope after experiencing the loss of a family member. Valerie's House offers free peer-to-peer grief support groups, which help children connect and build bonds with other kids their age that are dealing with similar experiences. To learn more, visit valerieshouse.org.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in. Austin still manning the helm as he does so well. Breaking news here. Governor DeSantis has declared numerous Florida counties as under a state of emergency in preparation for the potential landfall of a storm that could become a significant threat. If it is named a named storm, it will be named Debbie. Among the counties under the state of emergency, Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa, and Walton counties are all under the state of emergency. So just to give you a heads up. Now, I did look at some of the storm track models, and it appears that the models, there's like only one model that shows that it's going to head to us. Almost all of them show that even when it enters the Gulf, it will veer back eastward and like either hit Tampa area and a crossover to Jacksonville area. It might get up as high as Tallahassee area. But most of them are not showing it coming to Pensacola. But, of course, that can all change. We know that. If you've lived here for any length of time, you know that can change quite a bit. So there's also Oh, actually, we'll cover some. I got some sports stuff to cover a little bit later. First, let's get traffic on the fives.
Looking at the roads here, we do still have the same backups we've been touching on. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And Brent Lane, you guessed it, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some issues on both Palafox and Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Beyond those spots, it's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Fairfield Drive and continuing north towards Blue Angel Parkway. And Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. We've got some issues in all of those areas, along with 9 Mile Road if you're traveling eastbound towards University Parkway. And that's just in Pensacola. We do have some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, and Caroline Street, that's Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound coming from Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. As for your weather, it is 91 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory going on. Not only that, but as we get into this evening, we're going to have slight chances of thunderstorms with a low of 80 degrees. And as we get into tomorrow, those chances of thunderstorms are going to sit at around 30%. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Continuing on with some statewide news. The woman who falsely accused the Groveland Four of sexually assaulting her back in 1949 has now passed away. Now, her accusations led to a big trial and the convictions of 3 men from Groveland, and with the fourth being killed during a manhunt. But then as the years went on, evidence surfaced indicating the crimes never happened and that she herself may have been coerced into making the accusations by her husband and local officials. The Groveland Four were posthumously pardoned in 2019.
Ugh, it's like it reminds me of like the Emmett Till story, I think it was. And that's the thing. There was a woman who, she falsely accused him. And I remember there were a lot of people, heck, they were calling for her head even when she was near death and in her 90s. It's amazing how, you know, just these people lying and the repercussions it can have decades in the future it's unreal.
Decades and decades. Ruin these boys' lives.
Exactly.
Let me just completely ruin their lives.
St. Petersburg police say that they have found human remains at a home in Pinellas County that belongs to a relative of a missing woman. Officers discovered the remains yesterday after firefighters were on the scene last Sunday of a kitchen fire in a home on Prescott Street South. Police say this is the same home where Kelly Fisher was reportedly staying when she disappeared 2 weeks ago. A medical examiner has the remains and is currently investigating.
And a Miami-Dade County judge is allowing evidence to be turned over to the family of a teen who was killed in a boating accident on Labor Day weekend back in 2022. Their 17-year-old daughter, Lucy Fernandez, was killed when a boat being driven by a guy named George Pino struck a channel marker, sent all the people into the Biscayne Bay, and she ended up dying. So her family had become frustrated with the investigation into the incident, and they've asked for the evidence to be turned over to them. This week, a judge went ahead and ruled that they can receive the evidence. And by the way, the driver of the boat is only facing misdemeanor charges related to the incident.
And let's see. nationally here, former President Trump's running mate J.D. Vance is touring the U.S.-Mexico border. Vance met with law enforcement officials in Cochise County, Arizona today and slammed what he called the Harris administration's open border policies. He promised to implement the so-called Remain in Mexico policy and construction of the border wall if Trump wins the White House in November. The Trump campaign has repeatedly attacked Kamala Harris on immigration, period, but especially since she recently became the likely Democratic nominee for president.
Yeah, that's kind of a crazy one overall right there, too, that just the border in general, just everything that's going on. It's not just recently them attacking her. They've been attacking her for a while because she's the supposed border czar. And Biden left it up to her to handle the border, and it's not gone well. It's not gone well at all. Trump said his supporters applaud loudest when he said he won't allow men to play in women's sports. While on the Clan Buck show, Trump said Democrats are crazy for pushing legislation allowing biological males to compete in women's sports. In a response to Vice President Harris calling him weird for that, he said that he's been called a lot of things, but he's not weird. Trump said the laws and regulations Democrats want are weird, and he plans to do everything complete opposite of that. Speaking of which, I don't know if you heard the story in the Olympics. This Italian boxer ended up getting beat in 48 seconds by another boxer, an Algerian boxer. But the Algerian boxer was a biological male. Right. So he, the the biological male, who now identifies as female, beat the female in a boxing match in the Olympics in 46 seconds. And, of course, she was in tears over it. It says it's unfair. It's actually, there's a lot of places besides just the United States that are upset by this. J.K. Rowling posted, "Can any picture sum up our new men's rights movement any better? The smirk of a male who knows he's protected by a misogynist sporting establishment enjoying the distress of a woman he just punched in the head." Yeah, and it shows like her crying and the biological male just kind of smirking and patting her on the back. And that's from J.K. Rowling. Like, whoa, brutal. All right, Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 93, informative, local, dependable.
I'm John Saucier. The United States and Russia have exchanged prisoners, and among those coming home are Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and U.S. Marine veteran Paul Whelan. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden and Vice President Harris worked together on this deal.
The vice president played a critical role in this diplomacy at a number of key moments. She met with the chancellor of Germany in Munich to help pave the way. She also met with the prime minister of Slovenia to help bring them into the negotiations. They were partners in this.
This deal also brings home Radio Liberty journalist Alsu Kamasheva and political activist Vladimir Karamoza. American gymnast Simone Biles edging Rebecca Andrade of Brazil during a tense all-around gymnastics final Thursday to become a two-time Olympic champion. American Suni Lee, winner of the bronze medal there in Paris. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Airlines would have to allow parents to book seats next to young kids without paying an extra fee under a Biden administration proposal. If adjacent seats are available during the booking process, the rule would require U.S. and even foreign carriers to let a kid 13 years old or younger sit next to a parent. Moderna reporting second quarter revenue that beat estimates. It didn't stop the drug maker, though, from slashing its full-year sales guidance, citing lower sales throughout Europe and a current logjam of competition for respiratory vaccines in the U.S. Moderna is currently unchanged after hours. Shares of Shake Shack rallied on the fly today after the restaurant says second quarter profit rose by 39% and beat Wall Street revenue estimate. Shares rose from 16 cents to 23 cents in the last year period. Stocks finished the day much lower. The Dow fell nearly 500 points and the NASDAQ dropped 400. That's Your Money Now.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Texans were the surprise story of the NFL last season. We saw C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, and Will Anderson take over a 3-1 team and lead Houston to the second round of the playoffs. I also love what the Texans did this offseason by adding Stephon Diggs and Danielle Hunter. The Texans will be a playoff team once again this year, but the only question I have is will they be able to repeat as division champs with the Jaguars and Colts nipping at the heels of the Texans for the top spot in a very competitive AFC South. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Oh, O'Reilly. little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell & Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Celanese Pensacola's specialty elastomers manufacturing plant in Cantonment is hiring production and packaging operators. The Celanese plant is a 24-hour facility offering competitive pay and benefits, including health, 401k, and vacation. Must be able to work rotating shifts, weekends, holidays, and mandatory overtime. Apply online at Celanese.com. That's CELANESE.com by August 18th, 2024. Celanese is an equal opportunity employer.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, a lot going on the roads here still. If you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, you're going to be backed up onto I-110 North. Still got some heavy backups there. Same with Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. Just everyone going in that direction having a tough time right now. Palafox Street itself, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess, is dealing with some very heavy backups as well. Same with Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess. Outside of that, it's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Fairfield Drive and then continuing northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Also have some backups on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive as well. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. Let's see, as for the weather here, we are in a heat advisory, 91 degrees in Pensacola. As we get into this evening, the low is going to be 80 degrees, and there's going to be slight chances of thunderstorms. As we get into tomorrow, those chances are going to sit at about 30%. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, thank you very much. Before we get into your sports stories, we got your top three stories. Big prisoner swap with Russia today, where we got three Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershovich and former Marine Paul Whelan. New York appeals court is rejecting President Trump's appeal to lift a gag order. Part of it was lifted when he got his conviction, but he wanted the rest of it gone. Now that the Supreme Court has ruled on presidential immunity, they've decided to hold in place for now. His sentencing has been delayed until September as well, until basically the judge determines what to do pertaining to the conviction after the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. And the Justice Department says that Texas routinely violated civil rights of juveniles at 5 of its detention facilities, including using excessive force, failing to protect juveniles from sex abuse and also discriminated against children with disabilities. They explained that they've started their investigation into the state's alleged failures beginning October 2021. Those are your top three stories. Medals update here for you. The United States having a pretty good day today with gaining seven more medals. But more importantly, I think four of them were golds. So we jumped from seventh place overall with gold medals to second, just two gold medals behind China right now. We still lead on, total medals overall, 37. France has 27, and then China has 24. I was talking to somebody earlier today who was saying it bothers them. If you go to Olympics.com and look at the medal table, that they rank it by who's got the most golds first, not by who has the most medals. And they were saying, you know, I feel like it should be the person who has, you know, the country that has the most medals should be ranked number one, not the one that has the most golds. And I was explaining, yeah, but the thing is people like China and America have hundreds and hundreds of participants. So it's almost a numbers game where you're going to get more people, whereas Mexico doesn't have hundreds and hundreds of participants. So they're not going to be able to get, you know, hundreds and hundreds of medals or whatever.
Right.
So that's why they're raking all the gold. And so I get it, though. You're like, hey, we got the most medals. We should be getting some sort of award for that. But it's also kind of a numbers game. If you get hundreds and hundreds of participants and other countries only have 10 people, then they're never going to have a chance, you know. But if those 10 people all get gold medals, then, hey, there you go. So coming up tomorrow, by the way, will be badminton, 3-on-3 basketball, beach volleyball, men's golf round two, handball, shooting volleyball, and 3-on-3 basketball for women as well. What else we got going on in sports?
Well, some of the biggest headlines here surrounding the Olympics, I think we have this to thank for at least part of our uptick in golds. For the sixth straight Olympics, we've had an American win the gold medal in the women's gymnastics individual all-around competition. Simone Biles won it with her floor routine, so congrats to her. Also, in track tomorrow, we've got a Maryland team gearing up for his first Olympic appearance. 16-year-old Quincy Wilson, he's going to hit the track at 1 p.m. tomorrow as part of the U.S. men's 4x400 relay team. He just set the under-18 world record at 400 meters last month. That earned him a spot in Paris, allowing him to become the youngest male athlete ever on a U.S. Olympic track and field team. Also, in the NFL, we got the Hall of Fame game tonight, first preseason game. The Texans and Bears are set to square off in the Hall of Fame game. Houston will face Chicago tonight at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. Former Bears stars Devin Hester, Steve McMichael, and Julius Peppers will be enshrined in Canton this weekend, while former Texans, wide receiver Andre Johnson will enter the hall as well. Bears coach Matt Eberflus, I believe that's how you say it, has announced that the team's starters, including rookie quarterback Caleb Williams, will not play in the game. The Texans are coming off of an AFC South division crown, of course, and are led by second-year head coach D'Amico Ryans. The game is on ESPN Pensacola. That's going to be on 1330 AM and 99.1 FM. You can also watch the game starting at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, on ABC, ESPN, and ESPN+. Some MLB notes here. We discussed it last hour. Mike Trout out with a meniscus tear. I believe that's what Bobby said it was. And we also got a couple of MLB games getting underway here, one of which is on ESPN+. It's one of the biggest games that we've seen in a little bit. It's Orioles and Guardians, the two top teams in the AL there. You're going to want to keep an eye on that one. And same with Royals and Tigers. That game's just now getting underway. Later on tonight, it's going to be Marlins at Braves at 6:20, Cardinals at Cubs at 7:05, and Rockies at Angels at 8:38. So quite a loaded slate there. We tackled a couple of national headlines. Let's see. We do have a few more here. 14 people were arrested for sex trafficking in San Diego during Comic-Con. The state attorney general's office says 14 people were arrested. 10 victims, including a 16-year-old girl, were rescued. The human trafficking sting was carried out from Thursday to Saturday during the convention in San Diego that drew 135,000 visitors. Law enforcement worked undercover, posing as customers, arresting people trafficking victims during the convention.
Yeah, and there's, you know, that's, you know, we have Pensacon every year, and it ends up being a big event. But the Comic-Con in San Diego is like the biggest Comic-Con in the world.
Yeah.
And it's, we were talking about this a little bit earlier, and somebody texted in. It's unfortunate. It seems like any time that there's any large gathering at all, whether it be a Comic-Con or that has 140,000 people who show up or an auto show or a Super Bowl, there's always these trafficking stings that go on. And sure enough, they end up capturing a lot of people and involved with it. So it's very unfortunate. A federal lawsuit accuses the Texas Department of Criminal Justice of inflicting cruel and unusual punishment in state prisons for having no air conditioning. Yeah, this is in Texas.
Yeah, the same place where they mistreat juveniles with pepper spray.
Exactly. Plaintiffs' attorneys say that they want federal judge to order Executive Director Brian Collier to keep temperatures in state prisons between 65 and 85 degrees. State lawyers responded by saying that air conditioning in prisons would require the legislature to fund a massive undertaking. In other words, it costs money, so we ain't doing it. Yeah. The four-day hearing in Austin got underway on Tuesday and is expected to wrap up on Friday. We'll have to see what happens with that whole ordeal. Wow.
5:45 here. Another quick check of the roads and weather, or at least as quick as I can make it. Golly, there's a lot going on here. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we've got some heavy backups there pushing you back on the I-110 north. Burgess Road, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox, that's also backed up. Same can be said for Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Palafox Street itself, traveling northbound towards Burgess, dealing with some severe backups of its own. And the same can be said for Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Outside of that, it's going to be Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Fairfield Drive, and then you're going to hit another wave of it as you approach Blue Angel Parkway. Also have some problems on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and that's all just in Pensacola. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound, just passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's 90 degrees here in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory that we're in the middle of right now. As we get into this evening, it's going to be a low of 80 degrees and some slight chances of thunderstorms that will bleed into tomorrow. The chances for Friday currently sit at around 30%. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. A little bit of a controversial declaration for the Biden administration. They're calling for airlines to seat parents next to their young children free of charge. If approved, the Department of Transportation's rule would require families to be kept together when seating is available. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says that flying with children is already complicated enough without having to worry about whether they'll be able to sit together. The proposal estimates the change could save a family of four up to $200 on a round trip ticket flight. And, you know, I will say, I thought about this a little bit further because last year I was like, man, I don't like directing private business what they can or cannot do. But at the same time, it is very frustrating. I mean, I have not flown with young children, but I've been on many planes where like I'm sitting in a place where I'm between a parent and their child. And so I'm always like, would you rather, even if it's a worse seat for me, I would rather them be able to be next to their child than not. You know, I can't imagine being a parent and my kids way over there because maybe I didn't have the money to be able to pay the extra amount to choose my own seat or whatever. And then when I get, when they just do the seat, then all of a sudden you're away from, you're separated from your kids. Yeah. That's rough. So that is the way I look at it. But anyway, so I think it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. I am surprised that airlines don't already do something like that. Like if you're flying with younger kids, okay, we'll seat you together, you know?
Exactly.
But anyway.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that should be kind of self-explanatory. Some health business science notes here. Gen Xers and millennials have a higher risk of some cancers than earlier generations. Researchers with the American Cancer Society found that they're more prone to a number of cancers, including breast, pancreatic, and gastric. The study was published Wednesday in the journal Lancet Public Health, and it illustrates the need to study exactly what factors are causing the increased risk.
And then I think let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here, we're going to hit the lighter stories. We've got an interesting health-related story. I've got a question about this one, where this could be coming from. But we also have some good news stories for you as well. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas.
Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. I've served as a teacher, assistant principal, principal, director of federal programs, and now as superintendent, I lead 3,100 educators as they serve our 29,000 students. Our children and the taxpayers of Santa Rosa County deserve a superintendent who has a successful track record and experience. So on August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
It's Pensacola right now. On News Radio 92.3, if you'd like to weigh in, share your thoughts. Text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I was going to bring this up here. So in the break, we were talking about this boxer that is an alleged biological male. Who was in the Olympics and beat this Italian boxer, and it's going viral everywhere. I mean, you got people like Riley Gaines, of course, who's coming out and saying, you know, this shouldn't be allowed. Elon Musk now has come out and said this is, you know, disastrous. We can't have biological males. But in the break, it came out, Austin found something that says that may not be a biological male. It might just be a female with higher testosterone levels. Is that right? Is that what you were finding?
Yeah, that's what everyone seems to be talking about. It's like, oh, okay, she was banned from like some competition last year because of heightened testosterone, and now like people are claiming that she's a biological male, but I don't think there's anything concrete that points to that other than the heightened testosterone, which some women just do have. I mean, this isn't the first time we've heard about an athlete that's had heightened testosterone and she's become a subject of controversy as a result. It's one thing to be a trans person. It's another thing to just, hey, I've always had this. This is just the way my genetic makeup is or the way my chemical balance is. I mean, you know, so if she is a biological female that just so happens to have heightened testosterone
so happens to look like a male, baby.
But it is also...
She looks like a man. That's all I'm just going
to
say.
But if she's also just like... If it's to a point to where she may need to be disqualified, I feel sorry for her because it's not really anything she can help, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, and so I don't know. Because they do these things now, especially in other countries, you know, trying to get their person in there where, I mean, they'll change the birth certificate. They'll change the passport. They'll change all these other things. So I don't know where the biological male part came from, but that's what I'm mostly seeing everywhere.
I mean, she looks masculine. It was probably just
looks
that
very masculine. Yeah. So just wanted to be fair in all sense of the word, but like there is some stuff out there that's saying whatever is not actually a biological male. It just actually has higher testosterone level. So I wanted to be sure we gave all the facts out there that we don't know for sure if this is a biological male or not. So I just wanted to bring that up. All right, Generation Xers and millennials have a higher risk of some cancers than earlier generations. Oh, boy. Researchers, are you a millennial? You're probably too young to be a millennial.
I'm Gen Z, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Researchers with the American Cancer Society found that they're more prone to a number of cancers, including breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, and gastric cancer. Study published says that we need to study exactly what factors are causing the increased risk of these cancers. And I was kind of joking earlier. I'm like, it's probably got to be vaping, because I was just thinking that's like the new thing that has come out since, you know, for Gen X and millennials that wasn't really around before them. Yet, Austin, you bring up some good points, which is a lot of our foods are processed a lot more than what they were from previous generations as well. So, yeah. So it could obviously be a number of things, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just a society you probably grew up in and stuff. And,
yep.
And that's the thing. I mean, it's impacting Gen Xers and millennials now because they're getting to ages where cancer is going to be all the more likely to show. That's my assumption. But I don't know. I definitely think it could just be because of the quality of the food processing that we have nowadays. So keeping with that theme, Boar's Head recalling 7 million more pounds of deli meat following two Listeria deaths. In addition, the CDC says at least 34 people have gotten sick in 13 different states. Nearly all have been hospitalized and ranged in a pretty wide range from 32 years old to 94 years old. This latest recall involves liverwurst, ham, bologna, and beef salami made at a Boar's Head plant in Virginia. More than 70 products with sell-by dates spanning July 29th to October 17th are involved. Listeria infection symptoms include nausea, fever, headache, and muscle aches.
You're lucky that's all you get if you eat liverwurst. I'm just saying. Okay, I've never had liverwurst, to be honest, but I don't think I would eat it because it sounds disgusting.
I know that, and I think they still have it. It was someone in my family years ago had the liverwurst sandwich from Meguiar's. They tried it, and they said it was terrible.
I didn't realize Meguiar's even sold that. All right.
That's the thing.
Why would you get that when they sell a Reuben?
I don't know.
Reuben there's amazing.
I think they just
messed with liverwurst.
I think they just wanted to try it, and it stunk. Okay. But I don't know.
There are, like, I've made so many mistakes in my life. New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand wants to improve mental health services for first responders. She introduced a bipartisan bill that would improve access and establish national mental health hotlines for first responders. She also stated they have higher rates of depression, PTSD, and suicide rates. And addressing this is long overdue.
Mm. And some pop culture notes here. Former SNL star Pete Davidson back in a mental health facility and has canceled a series of stand-up comedy dates as a result. The 30-year-old Davidson canceled 8 different dates in a series of venues Wednesday. According to TMZ, this includes gigs in Florida and New Jersey. Sources told People Wednesday that Davidson would be focusing on his mental health at a wellness facility. The Bupka star's father was a city firefighter who died on 9/11, and Davidson has publicly spoken of his battles with PTSD, borderline personality disorder, and substance abuse.
Yeah. Johnny Cash is going to be honored with a statue inside the U.S. Capitol next month. It's going to be added to the National Statuary Hall collection on September 24th. The 8-foot-tall statue of Cash will replace the current statue of James P. Clark, a former Arkansas governor and U.S. senator.
And rap icon Flavor Flav, he's been in the news a lot. He's in Paris cheering on the USA women's water polo team. The Long Island native is sponsoring the team, and he told the Today Show that he hopes other celebrities follow his lead. Flav says it costs a lot of money to train, and many athletes have 2 or 3 jobs to help with their finances. Flavor Flav, by the way, calls himself the water polo team's hype man. And mind you, this is coming just a day after we covered him collaborating with Jill Biden. So, I mean, this guy's been everywhere.
Yeah. So she was congratulating him on supporting this water polo team. And then next day he's making the rounds, doing the same thing. But he's right. You know, some of these athletes have a lot of recognition and they get a lot of sponsorships, and those sponsorships pay for all this stuff.
Right.
But just like anything, it's like 1% gets all the money and the rest struggle. It's the same kind of thing here. So most of the athletes do not have support. They do work 2 or 3 jobs just trying to train and get ready for events and things like that. And then you got this small little percentage who have sponsors and are making, you know, worth $1 million and stuff like that. So, but those are the exceptions rule. So good for him for trying to do what he can to help those athletes. All right, it is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we've got your top 3 stories and your local headlines right after our WEAR news update on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.